L'Hermione, a replica of the ship that brought the Marquis de Lafayette and French aid to America in 1780, arrived in Baltimore today to great celebration. WYPR's Joel McCord reports it was a bit of a noisy greeting.
The 216-foot-long vessel with the prominent stern gallery announced her arrival with cannon fire and was greeted with ship's horns and the Fort McHenry Guard fife and drum corps. She slid carefully alongside Constellation Dock at Harbor Place as crew members tossed lines to a shore crew that made them fast. This is the fifth stop for the ship, called a symbol of Franco-American friendship. Captain Luc Page, the French naval attaché, said during the welcoming ceremony that his countrymen are proud to have contributed to the foundation of the United States of America.
And we, the French, will always remember what we owe to America. We will always remember that you, the American people, were there by our side in the darkest hour of our history.
L'Hermione was part of an effort to revive the once bustling shipbuilding town of Rochefort, which had fallen on hard times after the French Navy pulled out. Bruno Gravelier, a spokesman for the ship, said city fathers decided, it used to be a shipbuilding town, why not build a ship? The only question was, what ship?
Well, possibly the most emblematic ship that has been ever built here. And that's the Hermione.
Because L'Hermione carried Lafayette to Boston to tell George Washington the French had decided to pitch in with the colonists as they tried to throw off the yoke of Great Britain. It took nearly 17 years to build at a cost of $30 million. But the French seemed to think it was worth it. Some 4.5 million people visited the ship while it was under construction. President François Hollande appeared at its Bon Voyage ceremony in April, and French media have been covering the ship's arrival in the U.S.
2-6-3!
Earlier in the day, Pride of Baltimore II sailed out to meet L'Hermione and escort her into the harbor. The French ship, built with 18th century techniques, was riding comfortably at anchor in front of the cranes of the Dundalk Marine Terminal. She flew the French tricolor and a 15-star 1812 American flag from her backstays. As Pride tacked back and forth across the Patapsco, the crew of L'Hermione weighed anchor and began moving. Crowds gathered along the shoreline at Fort McHenry to watch those two ships pass by, while Lady Maryland, the Skipjack Sigsby, and a host of private boats, as well as harbor pilot boats, joined the parade. Stuart Amos of Pride's board of directors called it a proud day.
We are honored to be able to do this, and it's good for the Pride, it's good for Baltimore, it's good for Maryland. So I'm honored that we could do this.
As the French frigate pulled close, Pride's gunner, Patrick Smith, fired a salute, and the crew of L'Hermione responded. On shore, Sylvain Massette, who emigrated to the U.S. from France in 2002, had been waiting anxiously for the ship's arrival. He said it was a humbling experience.
It reminds us of the relationship between our two countries and why so many people want to emigrate to the United States.
L'Hermione will be open for visitors through the weekend. I'm Joel McCord from the Inner Harbor for 88.1 WYPR.